Cleveland Guardians owner's son declares Ohio Senate bid as anti-Trump Republican who claims to oppose cancel culture. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 20, 2021. The son of the Ohio businessman who caved to cancel culture by changing the name of the Cleveland Indians is now running for U.S. Senate as a Republican claiming to oppose the very same cancel culture, while also making erasing former President Donald Trump a centerpiece of his campaign. Senator Matt Dolan, son of Indians owner Paul Dolan, officially entered the race for U.S. Senate on Monday, seeking to emulate the establishment-esque Republicans who once dominated the GOP before the era of President Donald Trump, according to a report by the Columbus Dispatch. Additionally, Dolan is also the lone prospective GOP Senate candidate in Ohio to support the $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure bill, championed by outgoing Senator Rob Portman, R.O., and opposed by President Trump, which is currently working its way through Congress, Cleveland.com reported. By running for Ohio Senate, Dolan would be entering a crowded Republican field, which includes former Ohio Treasurer Josh Mandel, hillbilly elegy author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance, businessman Bernie Moreno, and former Ohio Republican Party Chairman Jane Timken, among several others. Dolan believes he'll stand out in the crowd, says an actor in a Dolan for Ohio announcement video posted Sunday. Unlike the other Ohio Senate candidates, Dolan does not appear to be vying for or even interested in former President Trump's endorsement. A bizarre move, considering Ohio voted to re-elect Trump in the 2020 presidential election at a higher percentage than Texas. Dolan's announcement video and homepage for his website make no mention of Trump's name. In January, Dolan blamed the January 6th Capitol Hill riot on Trump, claiming the event was a failure of leadership, starting with President Trump. Too many so-called leaders perpetuated lies about the outcome of the November 2020 election. And the people who trust their leadership believes them. Real leaders lead, not manipulate. Truth matters, Dolan complained on Twitter. When it comes to the topic of cancel culture, Dolan, whose family owns the soon-to-be Cleveland Guardians, has bizarrely claimed that few understand the threat of cancel culture more than me, NBC News reported. The Ohio Senate race is not until May 2022, but the race has already reportedly produced an extremely competitive and expensive race, which will be one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country. Earlier this year, Senator Portman kicked off the contentious GOP primary when he announced he would not seek re-election in 2022. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.